Welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Thursday of the seventh week of Easter, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who has done many things in her congregation, from leadership to secondary education to retreat work, and is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled Love Unbound.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, I pray not only for these, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that me, and I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one, as we are one, I in them and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you love me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. And this is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our word for today calls us into an intimate, deep communion with divine mystery. Two images come to my mind as I reflect on this excerpt from what we call the high priestly prayer that Jesus shared with his disciples the night before he died. The first image is given to us by Catherine of Siena. She says, the soul is in God and God in the soul, just as the fish is in the sea and the sea is in the fish. If God is the sea and we are the fish, there is no separation between us. We are absolutely one in every way. There is no beginning and no end. There is nothing to measure, nothing to compare, and nothing to change. Because God is, we are. The other image that comes to me is that of a set of Russian dolls, also known as stacking dolls or nesting dolls. A set of wooden dolls of decreasing size placed one inside another. Is God the smallest one hidden deep within the others? Or is God the largest one that holds all of the others in graduated size, safely and securely? Or is God both, and we are embedded in the mystery? In any case, it seems that Jesus is reaching as far as his mind and soul can take him to express to his friends how much he loves them. Can we hear his tender words describing the affection he feels for those given to him by his Abba? Can we sense his hopes for them as they undertake he's given them? Can we feel the closeness of this gathering and yet the fear and uncertainty among them as they struggle to understand what it all means? Can we place ourselves in that room around that table and truly hear the love song that is meant for us as well? Can we believe the words and trust the person who promises us more than we can ask or imagine?